This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. We're down to the Sweet 16 in the women's NCAA basketball tournament. The 16 teams that remain from the original 64 will compete this weekend to advance to the Final Four. Here with me to discuss the action thus far is Newsday's Jeanette Howard. Welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks for having me.
First, let's talk about the top seeds. Unlike the men's tournament, all four of the top seeded teams with the women remain: Texas, Duke, Penn State, and Tennessee. So going down the list, how have they fared so far in your opinion?
Well, I think Duke had the most to kind of live down. They have a reputation for not playing well under pressure, and so far they've looked really good. They had a bit of a tough test early last night and came through. Texas had a dramatic game last night, and their star point guard, Jamie Carey, who has turned the team from kind of a nice, polite team into a real title contender, was almost knocked out in a collision, had to go off the court for 3 minutes, had missed 2 years previous to this with concussions, came back and led them back to victory. So that was quite dramatic. Tennessee is a funny team. They just announced the All-America teams, and they only have one player among the top 15 players in the country. They're the dark horse among the top seeds. And Penn State has the toughest road. They play a really tough game in the next round against Notre Dame, a Big Ten rival. And then they have to go and play UConn in Hartford on UConn's home court. So it's going to be really tough for Penn State.
Well, let's talk about UConn because they're the two-time defending champion, rated number two this year, but still many say that they will win it all. What is it about UConn that makes them the perennial favorite?
Well, it's what you might expect. They have the most talent, and they have a great coach. And again, this year, because of the way the NCAA Women's Tournament is, it's always gate conscious. They won't have to leave Connecticut to play a game until the Final Four, which is a huge advantage. They had 5,000 people at a practice the other day, and Diana Taurasi, their star player, said, "Is this a game?" She couldn't believe it when they came out of the locker room. And I think that they also have this aura that kind of intimidates teams before they even start playing, and it's been less this year. They've lost four times, which is more than they've lost in the previous 3 years combined. But they're still a team that knows how to win and has an incredible amount of talent.
Now, UConn will be playing in the Sweet 16 tournament a bit of an upset, a surprise, the Gauchos of the University of California at Santa Barbara, 11th seeded, and they had defeated 3rd seeded Houston to advance. Here's the call of the game, courtesy of Gaucho play-by-play announcer Brock Bowling.
The second shot by the senior, up and missed. Rebound by Harris. Long three at the buzzer. No good! And you listen to me! And you listen to me closely! The UCSB women's basketball team is going to the Sweet 16!
Oh, excited! And rightly so. But do they have any chance of defeating UConn?
UConn seems to have finally got things together after losing late in the season a few games they probably should have won. So it would be a sort of cataclysmic event if I'd hate to see that guy if he had to call a UConn loss, because he might, his eyes might, just pop like paper bags. I don't know.
Well, now, since the NCAA tournaments have become betting games for some, let's go down that road a little bit and get your prediction for who you think is going to win it all in the women's.
Well, I think Duke should win it. I think they have enough talent. They've got the experience. They've been deep into the tournament before. They have a great coach. And until they can prove that they can really win a tight, close game, they have stars that continue to disappear. They're sort of a qualified favorite. But I still think Duke should win. And after that, I think Texas is the second best team.
Jeanette Howard writes about sports for New York Newsday. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. And this is Day to Day.